A t-shirt, $1. A pair of shoes, $1. Total with tax, $2.19.
Prices are rock bottom at the Sunshine Thrift Store. You'd expect a mob in here, rifling through the racks to grab the best stuff. But the aisles are almost empty.
Because of the recession, definitely our sales are down. We still see a lot of people coming through. They just can't afford to buy as much as they used to.
That's Jennifer Coody, manager of the thrift store on the corner of 20th Street and Vermont. She says sales have fallen by about 25%.
We have a lot of stuff out there for 50 cents right now because we aren't selling as much at the regular price.
Jennifer says regular price means lower than the average thrift store. That's because the aim is to serve the inner city people. The Sunshine Shop is run by World Impact, a Christian missionary organization working with the urban poor. Donations come from churches all over LA County and beyond, from Riverside to Pasadena and LA to Malibu.
Right now I've got a bag full of hats and purses and bags. These are going to go to be priced.
Okay, so they're in good condition?
Yeah, they're in good condition.
The store stocks all items of daily use: clothes, furniture, kitchen and home appliances, cosmetics, something like a small-scale Walmart. The books, though, are free.
If you can't afford to put clothes on your kids, then you're not going to pay 50 cents or a dollar for a book.
But that's the only thing that's free. Jennifer says even in hard times, some people find it difficult to accept free handouts.
There's a dignity issue there, and they're paying something for it. It's not free, but they're paying something that they can afford to pay.
With the recession, Jennifer says she had to lay off one full-time employee. Now there are 5 people working here. Income from the store goes into supporting a local school and the church. Though right now, low sales aren't helping that mission too much. But Jennifer hopes the economy will soon turn around, bringing shoppers trooping back in. Newly Paul, Annenberg Radio News.